Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu al-Tahdhiri min Ida'i al-Salihina wa Du'afati wal-Masakeen. The chapter on warning against harming the righteous. In other words, causing any harm to the pious people, those people that are weak and those people that are poor. Look at this. Warning on harming those people that are pious, the righteous, those people that are weak and those people that are poor. Why this is mentioned is generally you'll find that when it comes to the righteous people, the pious people, they don't have a style of taking revenge. They don't have a style of taking any type of retribution. And when it comes to the poor people also, they don't have that financial clout, they don't have that financial muscle. So it's very easy you can trample upon the rights of the poor. And also very easily you can trample upon the rights of the weak. They don't have any assistance, anybody can do anything to them, take any action against them. Sometimes people can sue them, people can overcharge them. They are weak. They got no recourse. They don't have that type of access to lawyers, don't have access to attorneys, advocates that can assist them. So you'll find that generally this class of people, generally their rights are taken away. But Islam teaches us that there's warning. Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa issued warning that if you're going to trample upon the rights of these people, they may have nobody in the dunya that's going to take any type of retribution. But remember, they got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then be very, very careful. Allah ta'ala is above all the advocates. Allah ta'ala is above all the police. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all the security. Above everyone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be very careful. You may think that you can take their rights away and you can trample upon them. But be very careful that they have got on their side, they have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا واثما مبينا. Allah Ta'ala says, those who harm the believing men and the believing women for no sin on their part, they didn't commit any sin, but yet some type of harm is caused upon them. Why this is mentioned is because sometimes it is permitted to harm someone. Outwardly it seems like harm, but it's permissible because of some sin they committed. For example, if they had stolen. Now the Islamic government will allow that if it's proven, then the hand will get chopped off. But this is for some sin on their part. In other words, they did something wrong, so they are being harmed. Or a person takes back equally exactly what harm was caused to him. So that's a different situation. Here the ayat is talking about those people that harm the believing men and believing women for no sin on their part. They bear the burden of slander and a clear sin. They bear the sin of slander and a clear sin. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرُ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. Allah Ta'ala says, do not be harsh upon the orphan. Orphan is weak. He's got no father to help him, assist him. Do not be harsh upon the orphan. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, do not drive away the beggar. The beggar is there. If you got something to give him, give him. Otherwise, say some kind words, some good words. But don't drive him away because of the fact that this person has got no one to go to, or no way because of his poverty. Don't drive him away. We'll do one hadith inshallah and then we'll terminate. وَأَمَّا الْأَحَادِيثِ فَكَثِيرَةٌ مِّنْهَا حَدِيثُ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْبَابِ قَبْلَ هَذَا مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That is the style of the muhaddisin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is saying that under this chapter there are many ahadith, and some of them we have done previously. So he just alludes to them. In other words, he doesn't bring the whole hadith, but he just bring part of the hadith to make a reference. That we covered this hadith before. That hadith also falls under this chapter. This is the style of the muhaddisin now. Otherwise the kitabs will become very, very long. One hadith touches different chapters. So to bring the full hadith every time under every chapter becomes difficult. So they'll just touch on it. They'll just explain. So here he says, we did this one hadith before, which also falls under this chapter. What is that hadith? Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. This recently we did it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man aada li waliyan, that person that causes, or that person that has enmity for a wali of mine, Allah ta'ala is saying that person that has enmity for a friend of mine, faqad aadantuhu bil harb, then I have declared war on that person. So serious it is to have enmity just for a wali of Allah, friend of Allah. What about going and causing harm to him? That is another level, that is even worse. One is just having enmity for him. Allah Ta'ala is declaring war. Imagine if he goes and harms him. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought that hadith, and he brings another one. He says, another of these hadiths is that of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiyallahu anhu in the chapter on compassions to orphans. And then he brings another hadith. He says, one is the hadith of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. You probably, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Oh Abu Bakr, you probably displeased them. If you displeased them, you most certainly displeased your sustainer." What was the hadith there? Is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was present at the time when Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu were present. And when they were present, remember Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu was a Roman, or Bilal radiallahu anhu was for Abyssinian, black. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is bringing this hadith just to explain the actions there of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and how careful these people were. So what had happened was Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu was seated. There were other sahaba there also. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was there. And at the same time, we find that Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu was there. He was also a foreigner, so to speak. So three foreigners there, and some of the other sahaba were there. And Abu Sufyan was not, at that time he didn't accept Islam, but he was a leader of the Quraysh. He was a high ranking person. So he happened to pass by when these sahaba were sitting there. So when Abu Sufyan had passed by, they made a comment. One comment they made, they said that the sword of Allah Ta'ala, the swords of Allah Ta'ala have not taken their due right from the enemy of Allah. So to poke at him, said the swords of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala have not taken the due right from the enemy of Allah. In other words, this person is the enemy. He was not a Muslim at that time. He is the enemy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was there. He didn't find it appropriate, because this person was a leader, was a high ranking personality. He didn't find it, and he was hopeful that he would accept Islam. So because of that, he didn't find that this statement was the right statement to make against him. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what did he do? He says, "Do you make such a statement to a leader and a senior person of the Quraysh?" He told him, "Do you make such a statement to a senior person, a leader of the Quraysh? How can you say something to a person like this?" Obviously Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu was desirous that this person must get hidayat. But look at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The moment he did this, he was worried that I may have harmed my fellow brothers, I may have caused takleef to them. So he goes straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "This is what I did." That they were there, Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the Quraysh, not a Muslim. "This is what they said and this is how I reacted. I told him, how can you make a statement against the leader of the Quraysh like this?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Abu Bakr, perhaps you displeased them. And if you displeased them, you displeased Allah." Look at that. "Perhaps you displeased them. And if you displease them, you have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Now look at Hazrat Bakr radiallahu anhu. He didn't make any excuses. "I was hoping that he'll get hidayat and this was my intention." Nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just told him that you displeased those people, perhaps you displeased Allah. That's all. He didn't make any excuse. Straight from there he went back. Immediately Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went back. And this is what you call a person with iman. He doesn't make excuses. He doesn't justify his wrong. If there's an issue, immediately he corrects it without any justification. Corrects it immediately. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he went to them and he said, "Oh my brothers, have I displeased you?" They replied, "No. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you, oh our brother." Look at that system of unity, system of understanding of sahaba. That he went immediately to them. He said, "Oh my brothers, have I displeased you?" In other words, have I caused you any type of takleef, any type of harm by that statement I made? They said, "No, our brother." And then they made dua for him. They made dua. Now look at that muhabbat that existed. Allah Ta'ala grant us that. So this is Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith under this chapter to teach us and tell us how careful we have to be about not causing any harm to any person, especially the poor and the weak and the pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Brothers, we're fortunate that Jamaat is here, the Pedal Jamaat, will be here for today. And so whichever one of us have time, inshallah, especially in our free time, try and spend time with this Jamaat, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.